AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake has shaken southern Nevada.
It was a shaker, yeah. More of a gentle roll, but definitely felt it for a good few seconds.
AP correspondent Kimberly Pearsall reports Las Vegas came through virtually unscathed.
There certainly wasn't any damage reported in any of the Las Vegas Strip buildings, hotels, casinos, all the usual landmarks. I did hear that the high roller afterwards was inspected just to make sure that all of their earthquake procedures went according to plan and according to the company. It certainly did. So a lot of these buildings and a lot of the bridges, of course, are built with that in mind.
A musical tribute is planned tonight in Las Vegas for blues legend B.B. King, who died May 14th. After the public viewing, his body will be taken home to Mississippi for burial on May 30th. Marcus Haynes, who made the Harlem Globetrotters world ambassadors, died today in Plano, Texas. Haynes and King were both 89. If the highways seem a bit more crowded, it's because an estimated 33 million Americans are headed somewhere this long Memorial Day weekend.
The Vince Lombardi service area off of I-95 in New Jersey is full of cars making pit stops on their holiday journeys. Ron Krasnick and his wife are headed north from Philadelphia to the Berkshires.
We love it. The lake is there. Entertainment, relaxation, diversion. Time with my lovely wife.
And he has a way to make the time in the car go by.
The secret to the drive is books on tape.
Ironically, the book on tape he's listening to right now is The Girl on the Train. Julie Walker, New Jersey.
The start of the holiday weekend is being delayed for senators who are casting votes at this hour on an historic trade bill. The measure has the votes needed for Senate passage, but a fierce struggle is expected in the House when it debates the measure next month or in July. This is AP Radio News. The Navy says a pilot safely ejected into San Diego Bay today from a training aircraft that ran off the end of a runway at Naval Air Station North Island in San Diego, California. Crews are working to contain an oil spill in waters off Santa Barbara, California. Coast Guard Captain Jennifer Williams is directing the containment efforts.
Thousands of feet of hard, absorbent, and diversion boom have been deployed to contain and divert oil away from environmentally sensitive areas so it can be corralled and recovered from the water.
More than 7 miles of beaches have been stained by the crude oil that leaked from a pipeline. An early morning blaze that forced the evacuation of 28 workers from an oil rig off Louisiana's coast early today continues to burn. Iran has entered the fight to retake a major Iraqi refinery from Islamic State militants. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.